This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. 1031, you are on the air.
Are you?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, good morning and Happy New Year and everything. No, just two things, which include the one before last about communication and public relations and stuff. You see, invariably, what is required is for truths to be exposed. Truths, things that really happen, whether it's good or it's bad, whether it's critical or it's supposed to be complimenting, it has to be exposed. When you have public relations people doing that work for you, quite the opposite happens. Because if it's bad news, they're going to find a way to frame it or even ignore it so that truth is not brought to the public. This thing about needing to have proper communicators, and I speak to them all the time when they go on the call-in programs. They are proper communicators. They know how to make things look so different, even though it's the worst possible thing, or even though you may very well be coming through as a caller with something that people need to know, but it may be embarrassing, let's say, to the government, for argument's sake. They will find a way to get around it because they are communicators. And in fact, they are trained communicators. So really and truly, callers are at a disadvantage because they're dealing with people who know what they're doing when it comes to the business of communicating.
But are you sure you're not getting that mixed up with lawyers who may have to bring a case to court and then try their best to get their client off? I mean, are you sure you're not getting confused?
I prefer to stay with this court thing because I have an opinion on that really and truly, I can't really go on the radio program. So perhaps bring another.
No, but no, okay, but you're assuming then, because basically what you're saying is that PR people go out there and just tell untruths.
Yes. Well, yes, they do. When you leave something out, it is an untruth. Mm-hmm. When you change the tone as to how things would normally appear to the naked eye, mm-hmm. and you make it seem as if, you know, you put a fur coat on it and gave a motive that you knew mm-hmm. you have no idea or no real knowledge of, but you threw the motive in there just to make it seem a little more palatable, mm-hmm. it becomes an untruth.
Can you bring an example of that here back home in Barbados where you felt that something was delivered in a way to cover up something?
Well, okay, let me go on to the second part of of my comment. That will probably help to explain things, mm-hmm. all right? Now, the whole concept of collecting information, we got a whole central bank there, for argument's sake, whose job it is just to collect information. Data collection, and then the government presents that information. None of it really actually is part of a process that actually delivers the goods, which means producing something, for argument's sake, that the rest of the world wants to buy. But they will just collect information. Now we are spending money and resources collecting information. Basically, that's what we're doing. We were getting information as to how many are tested, how many confirmed, how many are women, how many are men. Somebody on Facebook here say we want to know how many are actually tourists and how many are local spread, which is probably true, which is true. But, you know, they're leaving out lots of information. Now, the public relations person who decided that this format should be taken so that the public could believe that they are being informed knew very well that he was leaving out information by this formatting. Therefore, there is a lie. This is why, you know, public relations people do this. You have all this information that should be had on a daily basis, perhaps, to the public. But when you leave out some, then, in fact, you are you're presenting a scenario which is, in fact, not true. What I would like to know, for argument's sake, and I would like to thank that doctor, the Dr. Ford, I believe his name, for at least coming yesterday morning or yesterday before and responding and saying, well, we've had X amount of people in quarantine who are on machines and X amount of people in the hospital who are on machines. I'm probably the only Barbadian that think that this is necessary. I would like to know how the hospital is coping on a daily basis, because at the start, this is what it was all about, protecting the interests of the hospital. And I would like to think that it is reasonable to assume that all of the COVID mechanism lifestyle protocols that we have been forced to go through last year, when there was no COVID in Barbados, we were forced to go through these protocols, these lifestyle protocols, wearing masks and sanitizing and so on, even covering your eyes, that they can still work today. If you are spending money on testing, to get information only because you're saying that the lifestyle protocols will be sufficient to keep us safe, then I'm saying to you that you're wasting money. is money could be spent on the hospital to make sure that those statistics, which we should be hearing every day as to how the hospital is responding to this thing, those statistics should be heard. That money should be spent to make sure that at least that problem is fixed. If you're doing like what is money spending on the central bank and all you're doing is spending money for information gathering, then you're doing no
so
one
you want
no
a
good.
Daily report from the QEH? Is that what you're
I'm
saying?
I'm sorry? I would need to know how many people are hospitalized, one. And the second part is the fact that if you are just testing for testing's sake...
You're talking about Harris's point. You're talking about Harris's point?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, well, you said the hospital. I just wanted to be... Just wanted to be clear which hospital. Harris's point.
The delivery of healthcare system could be Harrison's point. It could be the hospital or maybe one or two other locations around Barbados who are asked to cope within this particular environment right now. So it doesn't matter whether it's one or many locations. Mm-hmm. Once you're delivering healthcare, you're supposed to be able to cope. And we don't have the information to say that you are. But we did get information 2 days ago from the gentleman. And this should be happening every day. But again, the other side of the point is that if the protocols, the lifestyle protocols of wearing masks and stuff are actually working, there's no need to be testing. You test people on income, you test people coming in, and you test people to qualify whether or not they can enter into society or not. You test there, and you test at that point. But this thing about testing to find out who is patient zero and which spread, where are the clusters located, it's absolutely 100% unnecessary and a waste of resources. And those people who are getting tested because they want to take precautions, because at the end of the day, it's not going to help you or help anybody else. We already are wearing, we already are sanitizing, we are already covering our eyes, we are already taking temperatures and everything else. So those lifestyle protocols are supposed to be.
So basically,
working.
What you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see if you can properly.
If you're testing at the ports of entry,
yes,
there's no need for testing for the locals. If you're doing it right.
Yeah.
So you are now assuming that human beings now become Captain America, Superman, He-Man, She-Man, the guy with the water, whatever, that gorgeous guy, Aquaman. So what I'm trying to tell you is that we are human beings and things may happen. So there's nothing wrong with... erring on the side of caution.
The caution is already taking place when people are asked to carry out their particular protocols. When they go out, they do what they're supposed to do. That is the precaution. That is the precaution that's being had. You cannot be putting more resources when you full well know that the precautions are supposed to be 99.9% effective. If people out there have COVID, the precautions are supposed to say that those particular people who have COVID, if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, would remain confined. That is the point.
All right, so we are here with 553 cases.
The protocols, let them work. They will work. So you lose faith in them now that we have, we know we're under test. We have been asked to do it all last year when we had no COVID. Mm-hmm. You would say this is what will work.
Stick a pin. Ideally, we know. 553 cases. What do?
We continue as we did last year. We had all the practice in the world to continue. It's called confinement mode. You've had all that time to practice this thing, right? All the different shops are sanitizing. You go to a supermarket to sanitize. You go through that process.
All right, let me repeat again. 553 cases. Do we still test? Do we still test?
Yeah, no, we do not. What we do is we live as we have been living with all of this discomfort as we did all last year, because that is what we're supposed to do. It was set up so that when this thing happens, then we will contain it. Our actions will make this thing confined. That is the point. We have been asked to do this because we don't want this thing to spread. So why are we testing? To prove that it's still spreading? To prove that it was actually patient zero? To prove that, okay, I have it so I can't visit my grandmother no more? The truth is that you would have visited your grandmother with a mask on anyway, and she would have worn a mask. So testing will not make your life any better or will make your life no different. So you're putting a lot of weight, a lot of stress on a particular activity that is unnecessary. And if the government now goes to spend money...
Let's hear the public weigh in a little bit on your...
The public often listen to me.
Hold on.
I ain't looking for nobody to vote
could
for
you,
me.
Could you just... It's a new year. Take it easy. The mere fact you call the program, I'm sure... You are doing it so that people can hear you, and you're saying these things because you want people to understand you and possibly agree with you. If you don't want those things, then there's no need for you to call. Then you go in the mirror and you talk to yourself, and the only person who would know would be you. But the mere fact you've come on the program, I think that people may want to weigh in on what you're saying. Okay? But we do have to take a break. I can't hear him if he's on still, Dennis. I can't hear anything. So, are we still there?
I am here, but I think the problem is I was lowered off.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear, but we do have to take a break. Any final words?
Yes. If you're going to be spending money on capacity building, spending on health delivery, spend every cent. Don't bring nothing in from China. If China is offering you a gift, take the gift and say, I could use a mobile.
So you want them to spend in a health delivery, but you don't want them to spend any money on tests because that's a waste of time and we have 553 and it doesn't make any sense doing that anymore.
Ma'am, you can put it in your words. You can put it in your words. That is what public relations is. You can make something sound good, you can make it sound relevant, or you can make it sound silly. And you've just decided to choose one side. All right? Yeah, that is my last word.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Interesting character. I always enjoy his presentation. And truthfully, he sometimes got some valid points. I understand where he's coming from. I don't agree. And there's some persons that don't agree, but truthfully, there's some people who actually do agree with that caller, and he is entitled to his opinion, and respectfully so, those who are sending messages, he really is entitled to his opinion. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good morning. You are living
good
happy.
Morning.
It is 10:44.
At least, there's one person happy in today's world, right?
Good, good. I like to hear that. What can we do for you today?
Wait, any total happiness, though, because everyone speaks as an ordinary Belgian in a democratic society, supposedly democratic society. Or the pandemic struck, we know that the world can't go on as it is. We, as the ordinary Belgians, that everybody trying to stay, we follow the protocols, we sanitize, social distance, wash your hands, you know, we do the extra mile. And Barbados was relatively safe in a world that crashing fast. But as I say, this is a democratic society, and we as the Belgians, we've played our part, we've done what we had to do, Barbados was safe. Then we started to invite people to Barbados now for business only. Barbados was still safe because it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot of tourists in the place. It was business only, and those original tourists were behaving themselves. As I tell you, I'm calling on behalf as an ordinary citizen. Then no, Barbados became so happy. We focus on one thing, getting tourism markets back up. When tourism markets are crashing due to the same epidemic, we as the ordinary Belgians, I'm speaking for me now, been asking government not to let the tourists in. If they're coming for legitimate business, they come for legitimate business. But every time that question is being raised, government officials tell you, oh man, you still got letting people for essentials. Yes, we know that we need essentials. We do not need the ledger people in Barbados. Because here's what happened now. We as Belgians, we were still having we little parties, social distancing, and Barbados was great. Then the ledger people come in now. It wasn't no more business. So then we needed people to guard the villas and the hotels where these people are staying. Which is unnecessary because we be taking traffic from high-risk countries that other people around the world don't want. But we needed people to guard them. They had them social events that being kept secret, being swept under the carpet. And we can't get no specifics from the government about these social events that were being kept. As one of the ordinary citizens of Barbados is very upset about that. Because my people who were chosen to guard these same people is who get in the vape. So in making it seem as though that my people are the underlying reason for the community spread in Barbados.
Let me ask you something. You said that the tourists shouldn't come. Let me start there. Do you think it is that the tourists shouldn't come or the management of the tourists could have been better in terms of the monitoring of them?
Jayan, it is not time for ledger and pleasure in the world.
All right. Let me put something else at you. The government, this is my understanding, that the government of Barbados, when they opened back up the doors, they had agreed to testing and to have the testing done in a specific time. Do you think that the communication, now that we're here, but even if we can look back and we call it lessons learned, what can we do now?
Hear me a minute now before you get me off track.
Mm-hmm.
We had enough capacity in Barbados to deal with the local Bajans that are coming back home and the business tourists.
Mm-hmm.
We had enough capacity to test them and make sure everybody's safe. Meanwhile, the ordinary Bajan was following all the protocols. Well, those who were being tested were kept in the isolation centers, and they were okay. From the time the airplanes start coming in full again, we had less capacity to test, less rooms in the isolation centers. So now we want to put them in villas and hotels. Mm-hmm. So now the ledger and federal people come, you want to put them in villas and hotels, and who can guard them? Well, you can't put the guard to guard yourself. You can't put the teeth to watch yourself. So when I hear the communication between government and the locals, it sickens me to hear that we, the locals, who have been doing what we had to do, especially all last year in Barbados, was told this year, we did what we had to do. We do not control the airport. We do not control the port. We, as a Democratic people, I'm telling you, 90% of people were telling the government, do not let no more tourists in here or the things were safe. Our government continues to step around that by saying, oh, we need essential this, we need essential things, but we do not need leisure and pleasure people. That's where the problem comes, and government will not admit it.
You sound like a reasonable man. So let me reason here for a second. Right?
No.
I want to ask you a question.
We're doing some high reasoning
here. Listen.
Okay.
Right. So you got tourists coming on this island.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I checked, and I know you may know this, agriculture don't bring in no money. Excuse me, don't bring in any money. I'm not going to tell you money more important than people's lives. That's not where I'm heading. So
we
just
can head right down to this.
No, we can't. Being ahead there, what I'm trying to say is, if we don't, at least at some point, I understand you, you got a good point, but I'm looking at on the other side, and so we could bring two things together and see where we could create some sort of balance here.
Right.
We're bringing tourists in here. Now, the wrong way, in my opinion, you should never bring short stay tourists here. You should encourage them to not come, and if they want to come, you let them know that there's a mandatory quarantine, and I believe it should have been at their expense from the beginning. That is my thing. That has nothing to do with the monitoring yet. We're talking about making sure that money still comes on this country, in this country, because number one, those tests, unless the whole world decide that everything is going to be free, including medical supplies, et cetera, and the vaccine and so on, then we need to do the tourist thing. So if it is that they have to come in order to generate some sort of income, do you know that the hotels and all those hoteliers are unemployed right now? And people talk about giving back the money to the tourists. It's not really the government giving to the tourists. Is the government really giving back to the hotel? So
how
the hotel...
How much more the government can give hotels and leave all the black people?
No. What I'm saying to you, that housekeeper that listening to me right now, that barman... All those people that get retrenched that can't eat, bringing tourists back really and truly was not the problem. It's the management and the monitoring and the rules that needed to be tweaked better. And I think that Barbadians were upset. You don't think that Barbadians were upset when they say, well, listen, this man getting a slap when he risks, do something about it?
Okay, Barbadian officials should know. Mm-hmm. We have capacity only to test 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much capacity.
Aha, you're making a good point. We're going to another road now.
You change three and four planes coming in. And originally, it was for business come, for long stay, like you say, and work from here. In all seriousness, Jayan, the entertainment industry around the world, the tourism industry around the world, then things on pause right now, and I do not see why our government is stressing on that. Jayan, I am telling you, Jayan, we as Barbadians, yes, we might live a little below the standard, but we ain't going to suffer. I am telling you, our government, I think, in this democratic world, are not listening to the people of Barbados, and furthermore, adding insult to injury by blaming us. That is what you're doing. They are blaming us for what is going on now. That's all we have, even in the lockdown. People behave themselves. You have hotel workers going to get the money because government gave it to the wrong set of people. And run that, and then run it gone. Everything that was done was made to believe is the ordinary man's fault right now. And I do not let how it's being communicated.
I said in the beginning, and I still can stick to my guns here. Maybe because I believe that I am in control of my life, and I do not sit here and assume that everybody else has that personality. But right. If everybody I find that, no, they don't. They don't. And we get that. But there's no way that if I saw any government not making either the right decision or tightening up something, that I am going to sit down and wait for them to do it. I am going to put on my mask. If somebody tell me 7 days, I'm doing 10.
What more do you want the ordinary man in Barbados to do? What more do you want the ordinary man in Barbados to do? We can't do no more. We can't do, honestly, Jayan, what else can we do now? Seriously, what else can the ordinary man who did, can he do now to protect himself? But we can't follow no more. There ain't nothing else to do. And furthermore, government, this new day statement, we can leave it up to the science.
But listen, you saying that every Barbadian followed, you said that every Barbadian followed. You and I both know, in the earliest stages, we did. Remember I said in my opening remarks, if you were listening, a lot of we dropped we guard. True or false?
But who more dropped them guard, Jayan?
But we can't look at, but did we or did we not? Did we, deal with we know? We could deal with them afterwards. Deal with we. Did we?
Even when social distance was up and the supermarkets and everything open, COVID was at bay in Barbados.
Oh, no, I get that. I get that. But I talking about no.
You know your mother always tell you to avoid the heat, stand out the kitchen. But Barbados walking into the kitchen, bro. I'm telling you, the government of Barbados needs to assess local conditions. You need to assess local conditions. And on another thing, Jayan, because I don't know, if we do not watch ourselves, Jayan, we will have eventually nothing but here to eat too, and all we can go
but
here.
But this is, but my friend, listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you, you know. What I'm saying is, we need, this is where we are now. All right, we know how we felt and everybody felt about tweaking this and doing that. You see that statement you just made that, but just now we ain't got nothing but here to eat. Do you know if we do not attract some sort of either foreign investment or allow these tourists long stay to do this thing responsibly by adhering to our rules and putting on the bans and so on, you and I ain't gonna got nothing to eat at some point.
Jayan, here we can tell you no right. All right. I ain't blatant you life. I ain't being ridiculous. Tomorrow morning you get here and suddenly things turn thumbs down for you. You want to tell me you can't find something to eat? In this fruitful Zion, you want to tell me that you can't find something to eat? Seriously, I'm very serious.
But listen to me. We ain't talking about only tomorrow, you know. You talking about tomorrow. I talking about down the road.
No, I better say tomorrow, me tomorrow in the broader sense.
Even in the broader sense, but it's not only about food and vegetables and limes and breadfruits. You got medical supplies, things you got to purchase in order for we to live. We don't manufacture them things here.
But Jayan, notice I say that the essentials can come, not the leisure and pleasure people. I will never say to close the ports. The ledger to the essentials. Yes, we know medication's gonna come. DHS still gonna come. Cargo shit still gonna come. But those are the people.
Would you give in to the government then doing something saying ledger and pleasure people would have to be here from, would have to book a trip here for a month or more.
6 months.
Or, well, 2 months, a month.
At least 2 weeks in isolation before.
Correct. Okay. I, well, then we agree then on something, which I think you making sense here too, because I agree. If leisure and pleasure people come, it must be communicated that if you're only going to be here for 3 weeks, it makes no sense to come. But if you can spend a month to 6 weeks to 8 weeks in our beautiful island on a holiday, be mindful that you may have to quarantine, you will have to quarantine, do the test. And I think moving forward, the government may have to tell the tourists. The reason the government had to do what they had to do, I believe, because it was something legally binding. But that's the ones from before.
But be fair with the people of Barbados, they call being idiots no more. This is no more. This is no more corned beef and biscuit there.
Mm-hmm.
You got people in Barbados who are in school and got education. Be fair with me. Do not do the same things Donald Trump do, then. That we cursed before. Don't do the same things down here.
Mm-hmm.
Barbados is small and it can be easily controlled.
But that's the thing. But listen, there's two ways of looking at this. Over a quarter million, over 270 people is either easy to control, or if it gets out of control, it's easy to lose it, if you understand what I mean.
We still have 7 deaths, and we got most everybody else recovering. Mm-hmm. I want anything before it goes there.
No problem.
Right? Mm-hmm. The specifics. Please get to the specifics, government. We know everything about the specifics will be basketball.
Listen, stick a pin. I had a conversation this morning and explained to somebody the bus crawl and everybody on it has been exposed. I believe that when you tell me there's a Christchurch cluster, and let me just say, for example, it was Oystens, I'm not saying it was, I think the public has a right to know where. I stand with you there because I don't need to know names and you don't need to know names because there's still something called patient rights. But I feel that your contact tracing would be easier because a lot of people, they ain't telling the truth. A lot of people do things and went with people that they don't want people to know. You and I know that. But if you tell me, if you tell the public, those of you who were at Oysens, whatever, between this period and this period, kindly come forward. I think it helps. If you tell us the church, I think it helps for those in the north. I don't know where the north is in terms of if it's St. Lucie or St. Peter. I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong because companies came forward. Companies came forward and declared their hand that they had one or two people positive. They're closing.
And
they came forward.
There should be indication the government are business taking this thing serious. Mm-hmm. And you guys need to be serious too. There are multiple people that came out to get tested.
Well, I actually agree that maybe we should have an idea of a restaurant and the restaurant should then come out. I don't even think they should say. I think the company should say they're sanitizing the area. You know, I commend so many companies for not waiting and doing the right thing. They went, they sanitized. Go ahead.
At least got a little water for me to wash off my hands because they might want to eat something.
You asking me to what? Say that again? Say that again?
At least when you come out to stores now.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a little water that you could probably rinse off your hand.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you go 6 and 7 sprays, especially if you're going to malls. That's another thing, Joe. We got malls and barbers that burst every day, but the mission, I think, though.
This was a good rundown, my brother. It was a pleasure. I don't know if you called before, but it was a pleasure talking to you and bringing a different side to this and how people feel. All right? Respect.